Hi, my name is Jamie from Scribendi.com, and today I'm going to provide you with some tax tips for writers. Tips for filing taxes as a writer. So, you're a writer, and you're finally making money. Maybe you've been published or work on a freelance basis. But now what do you do when the tax man comes calling? What are the tax issues surrounding income earned from writing, and what are some helpful tax tips? The answer, of course, is it depends on how much money you make, where you live, etc. This article contains a few tax tips to start you thinking about your tax issues. Tax tip number one, classify. The first thing to consider is whether your writing is primarily a business or a hobby, because taxes are filed differently depending on your answer. As your business plan will likely illustrate, the main purpose of a business is to make a profit. Although there are different definitions for what constitutes a business, if your income is greater than your expenses for 3 out of 5 years and your motive is profit, it's probably a business and you would fall into the self-employed category. If, on the other hand, your income is less than your expenses and you just love writing science fiction for the fun of it, it's probably a hobby. The main difference between the two, tax-wise, is that a hobby cannot generate a loss. If you spend a large sum of money on office equipment, rent, travel, and research for your hobby, your losses will not be carried over to the future year to offset profit for when you get that big advance. If, however, you have a business, losses can be generated. Another tax tip is that you can deduct expenses in either scenario. Keep in mind, though, that if writing is your hobby, deductions cannot exceed income earned. Tax tip number two, detail. Keep careful records of your income and expenses. You must include as income, if it's a hobby, in the other income section of your personal tax return, all revenue from royalties, kill fees, article sales, and advances. You can deduct expenses for items that are necessary to conduct business, such as office equipment, advertising, things like online ads, press releases, and print ads, course fees, reference materials, bank charges, and long-distance calls. Many writers work at home and may qualify for a home office deduction, which is a bit more complicated as certain criteria must be met for claim eligibility and other factors are involved in the calculation. If you use the space as both a residence and an office, the claim must be prorated based on the number of hours for business in a day or a week and a percentage of office space versus living space. Only home maintenance on the office section of the house or the house as a whole, for example, a new roof, can be deducted, not total maintenance costs of the house, so you can't claim replacing your old deck. In addition, make sure that your home insurance covers the use of the home as a home office. This portion will be fully deductible as a business expense. Though it's a bit more complicated than a standard deduction, if you qualify, it's worth claiming. Overall, the most important tax tip is to make sure you keep all of your receipts and make note on the back detailing what they were for so you don't forget. It may even be worth investing in some basic accounting software, such as QuickBooks or Simply Accounting, to keep track of these items, though even an Excel spreadsheet may suffice depending on the size of your business. You should definitely keep all records for 7 years so that you can be prepared in case you are selected for an audit. Tax tip number three, consult. Confirm your situation with the local tax authority. If your situation is relatively simple, you can likely prepare your own taxes. However, if you have any questions or problems regarding the forms that are required, which deductions are allowed, or any other complexity relating to your specific situation, you will probably need to consult with the IRS, CRA, or your local tax authority to retain the services of a professional accountant. Although there is no need to get your taxes edited, you may want to consider our manuscript editors for your next big project. This podcast was brought to you by Scribendi.com, because grammar matters.